You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We find out all the time that our listeners, many of them, are nannies. It's a bunch who are nannies. And we've talked before about how my stepdaughter's a nanny. And man, there's some serious money to be made for nannies these days. What they're getting per hour. And then the additional stuff, like she not only will nanny during the day, but then they have her come back sometime, in the evening for them to go out on a date night. And, she basically puts the kids to bed and just sits there and scrolls through her phone for 4 hours and gets paid for it.
We had a great call about a week ago about a nanny who, got the kids to school. She's on a salary. And then for the entire time that they're at school, she goes home and does her errands and cleans her house and da da da. So she's getting paid to do her stuff. Essentially, he was like, man, what a gig.
It's a great gig, and it works out for everybody because the parents need the help. And so, it's a win-win, I suppose. The downside is really no different than what teachers experience all the time, and that is various illnesses. So I walked in, and Zoe, my stepdaughter, was in the laundry room. She had just gotten back from, I don't know, something like 4 or 5 hours nannying for this one kid. Because I think she does it for two different families. Anyway, she's standing in the laundry room doing her laundry, and she's wearing a mask. And I said, oh, what's going on here? And through the mask, she goes, I was exposed to hand, foot, and mouth disease. I was like, oh, my God, hand, foot, and mouth disease.
Just the sound of that is horrible, isn't it?
Well, the description that she gave, too, of what this kid, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. Why did the family let you come over? And we pretty much have decided that she probably needs to quit this job because this one family is kind of crazy. But the kid's running like 102 fever. And so, and they still had Zoe come over. And I was like,
yeah, that's not good.
So I guess the things that, they break out and the inside of their mouth gets all of these pustules.
Sores, essentially, yeah.
Yeah, and their hands and their feet, and it's very painful, and it's just horrible. Now, both she and Gretchen were trying to assure me. They're like, oh, look, it's very rare for this to impact adults. It's very much a kids type of thing. And I said, yeah, but it's not impossible.
Yeah,
it may be more likely to be a kid thing.
It's spread through saliva and mucus, so just as long as you don't get any of that on you, I guess.
Well, yeah, but
it could be
just
all right.
The thought of that being in the house. I mean, you have kids who go to school. You know that they're coming home with crap.
It's funny that you brought this up because just about 2 days ago or so, we got a letter from the school district stating that the hand, foot, and mouth disease was going through our particular school.
Oh,
and
God.
So now, every day in our house, we're looking at our hands if we feel a little itchy. Lila came home the other day. She had a couple little bumps on her that were kind of weird looking. And we're like, oh, my God, it's the hand, foot, and mouth. But I think she just got bit by a spider or something. It's everyone's on high alert right now for this stuff. But you're right. Kids are gross. They bring all this stuff around. And then it ends up in your house, with the bed bugs and the lice.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's just, I'm happy for Zoe that she's got a good job while she's a full-time student. She's a 4.0 college student. So I'm so proud of her. And she works all of these hours. And, she's become more responsible. She pays rent, she pays her car insurance, she does all of that, so she's becoming a productive young adult. But man, to have to put up with pink eye, hand, foot, and mouth disease, I mean, you name it.
Yeah, that's gross. Well, luckily there's some meds that'll knock this stuff out, so just wash those sheets.
Yeah, we're told that it's 3 to 5 days from exposure to when, you might discover if you have it or not. So it's now been 2 days.
Okay.
So I'm basically not going to feel really confident until probably Friday. So.
Right.
In the meantime, she is pretty much staying in her room. She's wearing a mask and she keeps washing her hands and stuff like that. And she is not going back to that house of filth.
Quit immediately.